to episode 72 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
So, last episode, we got Category L at the end, and we spun it for Levius.
It's always at the end, by the way.
I know. We can spin it at the beginning. You want to do that right now?
No.
Change it up?
No.
No?
No.
Levius is an anime. Well, it was a manga, but it converted to an anime in 2019. Polygon Pictures was the studio that made it. Producers and licensors for some reason on the tags, but it also doesn't have a wiki.
Yeah.
I couldn't actually find the wiki.
We're reading off of a fan wiki, he said?
Now, my anime list. So it's pretty much Facebook, but for anime.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't have an official Wikipedia page, so it's either too new or too bland.
Yeah, yeah. November 28th, 2019, so that is pretty new. It's also pretty bland. It's a Netflix original, which is a really weird thing and concept. So, like, Netflix makes their own things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly Netflix originals. They do two other things, which is, like, what they did with this. The company made an anime. They don't own this company, but the Netflix paid them and said, hey, you're a Netflix original. You release it on our platform now.
Okay.
And then there's other times.
So they buy exclusivities.
Yes, and which is fine. And then there's other times, this is what upsets me, where a company will make something and it'll get released. And Netflix will be like, oh, I kind of like that. I'm going to buy it off you. And then Netflix posts it on their web, on their, you know, their stream platform and says it's a Netflix original. No, it's not a Netflix original, you motherfucker. You just own it. There's a difference.
Oh, that's the exclusivity. They're buying, like, say,
like
a PlayStation game only being on PlayStation, essentially. Like, they buy anything that's only on there to say it's exclusive to PlayStation.
Yeah, but, like, they would have to delete it off of everything else.
Right.
If
it's like did that. It's like Sony doing their... It's not. It's like Sony buying off a game off of Square Enix or something.
Yeah.
And have an exclusive instead of them building the game from their in-game studios.
Well, it would work that, like, a previous game that was already released.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, Sony makes God of War.
Yeah.
That's it from their, it's their own studio.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
So that would be Levius.
That would actually be a weird in the middle, because they would be specifically buying a specific game that hasn't been released yet.
Right, but that's what Levius is. They it's like developed,
sort of.
Kind of. They have another studio that they kind of do it.
It's like a subcontract.
But what you don't like is, say, them...
Something's already been made.
It's like they bought...
And it's out there.
Like Tomb Raider, and they took it off of everything.
Yeah, that's horseshit. And well, not just that, I don't mind if you do that. I mind when you then say it's a Netflix original.
Right.
It's not an original, you didn't make it.
It's been out for a while.
You had no hand in the making of this. Anyway, that just really bothers me with Netflix. They do it with f***ing everything. Movies, TV shows, anything you can think of. Anyway,
back to Levius.
Yeah, 12 episodes. It's, what's the time period? It's,
Hold on, this is the premise, by the way.
It's a boxing with metal arms.
Yeah.
But they're not really metal arms, it's really, like, tubes.
Yeah.
And steam inside of it. Because if you're punching someone with a metal hand, they're gonna get knocked out 2 hits.
Yeah, maybe I mean, there's some metal to it.
Yeah, but, like, in the fist, it looks to be...
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
But it's called metal boxing.
It is called metal boxing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Uh-huh. But
you don't actually get to see their hand. You see their hand in a glove.
Right.
So
I thought the glove hand was just designed that way, and that was the hand.
It might be.
Yeah, I thought that's what it is. Because
it might be, but there are flashbacks where he's like visiting people and he has a glove on because he doesn't have a hand there.
Right. No, I understand that, but like in the first episode, they were adjusting the steam in it, and he couldn't move his hand until they adjusted the seam. So I think that metal part is the hand. It's just painted like a glove.
Yeah, I don't think it's metal. Is what I'm saying. I think it's just the tubes.
Oh, I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying it's artificial either way.
Yeah, either way. He at the last episode, he blows his hand off.
By the way.
Spoiler.
Oh, yeah. I think it's turn of the century, 1900s.
Yeah. There's a time period names for this stuff. It's industrial.
Industrial. Yeah, early industrial revolution.
Like, they figured out how steam works.
Early.
And then, bam, they also figure out how to mix blood and steam together.
Yeah. Early American Industrial Revolution, not British American Industrial Revolution. Different time periods.
And steam, well, essentially, they figure out this weird technology of this weird water source, Alpha, and, I don't know, some Middle East place, you get the shit, that if you mine the water there and you mix your blood with it, it turns into steam and you can control it, whoever puts their blood in it. So they start making metal boxing. I'm sure there's tons of other applications for it, but you don't find out what those are.
Right. So what I learned from the show is that they built this entire world with this giant map of different places, this entire fantasy world.
Nothing to do with the
and
show.
They put a lot of work into something that they don't use.
At all.
Yeah. No, it's all about Levius,
his boxing career.
And his boxing career. It's almost a Rocky movie.
Terrible one, I might add.
Yeah, well, it's Rocky in itself. Well, it's kind of...
God damn it. Sorry, my cat must have jumped off the dog gate. His arm is just tubes because it's been replaced, and the steam goes inside of it, and he can control the steam. So that's the boxing. You replace both your arms, and he boxes with that.
Right.
He's special. He only wants to do one arm.
Well, yeah, he only lost one arm.
Because
you have to replace your arms with new metal arms in order to metal box, which is not worth it.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any money in it. The kid's on a no-losing streak of, like, I don't know, like 11 fights or something like that. And they're still broke as f***. They get a little money towards the end, and he gets his arm replaced, but they're like, that's it.
He was a different case because he lost his arm in the war, so he has no arm. You need a replacement. You might as well go for it.
But yeah, sure.
The people that choose to do it, I don't get.
Yeah, no, I see no money in it. Essentially, the story is him. There's two stories. Him boxing, and then there's him with his weird little bit of a past that he's trying to make right.
Yeah, it's strange.
And I'm going to preface that this is a terrible anime to watch. If you want to watch a good boxing anime, watch Hajime no Ippo. That's a weird name because they never changed it to like an English version name.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fantastic boxing anime. It's older, but it's so good. It's everything this isn't. It's fantastic. I love it. I read the manga for it. The manga is at like 1,200 chapters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is just, it's flashy. There's no real substance to it.
Yeah, no, there's not really anything to it. There's there's a couple intertwining plots here. Like, he boxes with one arm one real arm while everyone else boxes with two metal arms, and that's supposed to be a disadvantage. It doesn't seem to be a disadvantage.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a fucking disadvantage, even though it really should, because he can't punch as hard with his flesh arm.
Right, but apparently he can punch really hard if by the end of it.
Yeah. What, single punch and breaks through the metal armor and
with his flesh and blood hand, okay.
And then his hand's dripping blood. Like, how, dude? You have a glove on. You could have a broken hand because you just punched some metal with it. You wouldn't be dripping blood.
Yeah, no.
Jesus.
And then there's this pass where this little girl was kidnapped in his hometown that was being raided. His town got destroyed where his mother got put into a coma. He lost his arm. These kids are being kidnapped.
Yeah, he went to go visit his mom, and while going to see her, the town gets raided by, I guess, a neighboring country.
Yeah, no, I think he lived there.
I don't know.
I think he was living there at the time. Anyway, the whole experience gave him PTSD, essentially. That's what it was, because this whole story is him getting over his PTSD through boxing.
Yeah.
And then he finds the little girl later in life that got taken, and she's a boxer now, being mind-controlled and forced to do things by an automaton, apparently. So a robot.
Well, he seems to be half and half. He had the tubes in his face, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they specifically say, hey, it's an automaton.
Yeah, I think they might be, I don't know, who knows, right? But unless we see a second season of it, which was clearly coming out eventually. It seems, from the way that they used it, is that he's more like half and half.
I don't know. They have so much technology in this place that they don't explain. It's in a whole world that's not explained or delved into, so who knows?
Yeah, like, they're still listening to radio.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, which makes sense for that time period. Actually,
it makes sense for that time period, sure, but no, wait, they actually have early, I wouldn't say TV, they have early film.
Yeah.
Because they have the projector film they can use to watch a previous boxing match.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like early 20s movies kind of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like silent films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the technology doesn't really make sense there, because like you're moving forward with this one technology, but everything else is just, okay. Oh, we're stopped.
Oh, I thought you meant the stream stopped. I was like what?
No, the technology.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, wait.
But like, yeah, I don't know, it's weird. Yeah, so he just goes and he boxes, and barely makes it out every time.
He goes to live with his uncle after the PTSD moment, who trains him to be a boxer, and it's his uncle, the guy who repairs his arm, which I don't know. A friend of the uncle's, who apparently...
He's a genius engineer.
Who was saved by the uncle or something, I don't know. It was really tacked on at the end there.
Just so he could be there.
And then there was the girl...
A rival boxer that she lost a match to, you find out after you meet her.
Yeah.
It's really weird the way they did that.
Well, yeah, they introduced... The second episode was really the first episode. Yeah. And the first episode was, like introduced midway or something. It was kind of strange. They did, like, a montage in the second episode to catch everything up.
But essentially, she lost to him in a match and then just shows up and goes, hey, I live here now.
You think that she would be the love interest, but now she's more of a sister figure.
Yeah, like a big sister that wants to help him grow.
Yeah.
Albeit bitchy and annoying.
Yeah, well, none of the characters are particularly well written.
None of them.
Levius, in particular, his dialogue is terrible.
Yeah. Even his uncle is terrible, especially in the beginning and the middle. It gets a little better at the end, but he's just like, I'm angry. We're not doing this. And then Levius does it. Why are you doing this? That's literally what it is.
Yeah, but my point is Levius had like 5 lines in like each episode and they were all bad.
Probably, yeah, exactly. But it's probably so, their aim from it is probably like Link from Legend of Zelda.
No, I gotcha.
You can connect with him more.
He seemed bland.
Very bland. But yeah, he goes on, he beats a couple different boxers. Each of them have their specific quirk that he gets better at.
Yeah, like he fights the one boxer who killed the last 5 people.
But he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy, even though he murdered 5 people in the ring.
Yeah.
And he's a cheater. But apparently he's a good guy in this. I don't know how that happened, but okay.
Yeah, they really did a 180. Leading up to the fight, he's a piece of shit cheater that's killed a bunch of people. They have the fight. Levius learns his move and uses it against him. And then after the fight, he kind of goes off into the distance until a couple episodes later, and then he's helping him. Like, oh, he's a good guy. You're here to help. Yay.
Because Levius...
He never murdered people.
Levius fought honorably and gave him what he wanted. It was bullcrap, honestly.
It was just stupid.
And then he was supposed to fight the next guy, the champion, the big muscly guy. Which never happened because he got his ass kicked by the little girl.
Who was all in armor. Uh-huh. How is that illegal? Don't ask questions or you'll get in trouble. Literally, they say that towards the end. That if you question the process of the investigation, like they have to investigate each fighter right before the bout. Pretty much like weighing
in. It's a weigh-in, essentially.
But if you question the process at all, you can get kicked off.
Off out of the association.
Yeah, like what? You should be able to ask. Like, look. That guy is literally a walking tank. That's a problem. Because she had armor all over her. Like, what's happening here? So did the one guy with the eye. He had a whole hat on. Yeah. A metal hat. Like, you're protecting half his head.
I think their excuse was that the
it's an anime. That's the goddamn excuse.
Yeah, but the in-anime excuse was the process for examining everything was so thorough and so in-depth that if you question the integrity of the... It questions the whole process, which I disagree with, because
it's a bullshit reason.
But it's the reason they went.
It's the reason they went with, just so you could believe it.
Makes sense in that time period, too, though. I'm just saying. It kind of makes sense. I don't think it's a good reason, but there is a
reason. If they're going to do it, then you do it. What's the difference? If they're going to cut edges and, you know, do that shit, you do it.
Yeah, but he can't afford to do it. That was
They could put extra armor on. It's just metal.
Yeah, but there was a whole episode they didn't fit within the weight or something.
Oh, yeah, because he only had the one armor.
Yes. So, yeah, you have to fit within parameters, so he couldn't. So he had to go in with less armor. And in the end, he fights the girl who is mind control, who he wants to save, is what the reason why he's boxing.
She has a full helmet on. The helmet gets busted open. They find out who she is.
And she's being mind controlled by this automaton guy who is some rich noble guy.
They really played him up as the... I don't want to say flamboyant, but like rich noble that is eccentric.
Right.
Like there's moments where he's like almost orgasmic because his two fighters are fighting, and if they both die, oh, it would be the best fight ever. They really played that up.
And he wants them because they could control the steam because they lived in the city that apparently is on top of the steam vents or
certain
something.
Certain people can control better than others.
Yeah, it's a bunch of mumbo-jumbo, honestly. A bunch of added supernatural mumbo-jumbo added to on top of a boxing anime. If you would have just stuck to the boxing stuff... It could have been half decent, but they went like 7 different places that wasn't necessary. And it was just like, why are you doing this again?
It was very bland. The story was very bland. The fighting was bland. The art was bland.
And the end was predictable. Of course he saves the day at the end.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, he breaks his hand. His uncle almost died. Oh, his uncle has a rare disease. Has one of his eyes is... And that's my phone going off. So we're going to pause.
2 seconds.
I had to go tell the telemarketers to go away. So
So he blows his metal hand off right at the end. And then knocks her down. His finishing punches with his flesh and blood.
And
she's done. She's out.
And she saves the day, and at the end, she comes to live with him, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to be boxing anymore.
I mean, she was being raised by this rich noble as her daughter. I mean, yeah, she's being mind-controlled, but now she's going to live in this...
Some guy she doesn't even know. She was just some random person on the street.
Right.
They never did know each other.
They never did know. She asked for help, and he was too scared as a kid to do it, and then he was kidnapped, but he was obsessed with... I don't know, saving her, I guess?
Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't know.
So odd. Like, why would you go live with someone that you don't know? I mean, I guess if you had nowhere else to go, but, like, you have to say that.
Yeah,
like, she could have just been like, hey, you know, I got nowhere else to go. Like,
and honestly, that thing was an automaton, but it seemed to have his own wealth and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think he was, like I said, to the letter what an automaton is.
But, here's my point. If she was his adopted daughter, wouldn't she get everything he has if he's dead?
I don't think he's actually dead.
I mean, he looked pretty dead.
He looked... I don't think he's dead. I think he's just knocked out.
Okay.
Levius had his, after the fight, he blew his hand off, and there's steam inside his arm still. Hell, f***ing beyond me. I think it all would have came out. But the guy jumped up, and he was about to kill her. He had a kill switch. And he, like, Levius, like, Kamehameha, pushed his arm at him, and all the steam flew out and flew him into a pole or whatever.
And apparently there's a steam regulator in these things, and they implanted one in the girl's heart. A backup one in her heart. So the uncle had to use his infrared fission.
Right, you were talking about that. He has an eye disease
that lets him see infrared. If he uses it for too long, he starts to bleed from his eye and starts to die and stuff.
Yeah, the nerve dies, and then it goes into the brain.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
It was like, he's helping at the end, trying to find the inner components there.
Levius is giving it his all. Then I have to essentially. So stupid.
It was stupid. It was a stupid anime.
Like, you can do some of those things, and they can work if you do it right. This anime did none of it right.
You know what the worst part is? It's stupid in a premise that doesn't need to be stupid. If you're watching Tank Girls, or Battleship Girls, you go in it and you're like, okay, this is stupid, but this is what we got. Yeah,
they tried to make this serious.
And this one...
very flat.
And this one just, like, you have nothing... You're stupid for the sake of... Well, you don't have to be stupid. You have a premise that can work.
Yeah. What bothers me is that, this is why I don't use a lot of anime review sites as a marker for things, because my anime list, the site that we got the information on, ranks it from users. So all the users, so like, let's say there's a billion people on Facebook, let's say there's a billion people on this site, all the users ding it for what they want. 7.38. This is not a number 7 anime.
No, this is
bad. No, this is like a 4.
Yeah, 4 or 5, middle of the road.
I don't know if I go middle, maybe a little under middle of the road, because I really didn't like it.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
I kind of hated it. But I only hate it because, like I said before, I know what a good boxing anime is.
Yeah, I mean, I just judged it. If they would have got rid of the whole metal boxing thing and, like, all the supernatural elements, this would have been an okay boxing.
Yeah, if they had made it, like, actual boxing, actual improvement, learning different moves, not the bullshit moves that they had in there.
But... I got
like learn to sense the punches from behind you. Like, what?
I got nothing out of it, but I didn't feel like I wasted my time either. It was just like, I was like, this is like, I forget about this.
I'm really happy it was only 12, though. I'll tell you what, if that shit was 24.
Oh, yeah, it would have got a lot worse if it was 24. But, like, if you think about it, like, when we get back to this letter again, we're going to be like, what did we do with L? What was L again? Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I'm thinking 5 rather than...
4 for me.
All right, so...
What else did we have?
Hold on, what was the first L? Little Busters.
Yeah, no, that's a no for me, dog.
That's less. Actually, it's compared to this. I kind of like Little Busters because I like because I watched the whole thing because it was so batshit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get ready and actually watch it.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna put Little Busters above this. But
what else did we have?
Land of the Lustrous was easy.
Oh, that's number one.
That was wonderful.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I Land of the Lustrous this then Little Busters for me.
Well, you have no choice. You watched one episode and it was really bad.
It was god awful.
Yeah, so it's fair, but over the context of watching everything, I have to say Little Busters is just better than this.
That's fair. All right, so we are going on to M.
Yeah, he put O, he skipped the M and N in the wheel, so...
Yeah, f*** that up.
So we had to spend an extra 10 minutes going through and putting
O was really small, M is ginormous.
It's ginormous with a lot of crap like in it.
50 anime in it.
And it's a lot of shit.
Yeah, it is a lot of shit.
All right,
you guys ready?
Spin the wheel.
There's a couple good things, though. We could get something nice. Like Mobile Suit Gundam.
Just turn down the clapping like you normally do.
I will. Made in Abyss. Nope.
Mason. Ikoku.
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 Yeah, it's probably Ikoku. Mason. There's two K's there, though, for some reason.
Yeah, it's Mason Ikkoku.
Ikoku. Yeah, probably Ikoku.
Alright.
Well, I guess since we always put Conan on as well. And man, there's a lot of A's.
Yeah.
So, help me out here.
It's gotta be near Masamune's Revenge, right?
M-A-I.
We could spell. We could spell perfectly well. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god! 96 episodes.
Well, that's not happening.
No way. Romantic comedy, slice of life, drama. Oh, Christ.
Alright, so here's how this one's gonna play out. You remember what we did with Ninja Hattori?
Yeah, just watch
as many as we can. We're gonna go watch as many as we can, and then we're gonna be done with it, because...
Well, we might be able to get a few in, but the bio's a little weird. Godai, I think his name is a Ronin. Someone who has failed university entrance exams. I don't think that's what a Ronin is, but okay. Living in a rundown apartment house called Mason Ikkoku. Among the other residents are the noisy Ichinos, the sexy just a bunch of f***ing women, who gives a shit. The others are given... I don't care. This is gonna be stupid. It's gonna be essentially him living in, like, an apartment house
that's
run by one lady that owns it.
Alright, well, it says drama, romantic comedy, slice of life. So, yeah, we're going to watch as many episodes as we can, but we're not doing
that. It looks old. It looks like it's 80s. Like, the art on it looks really old.
So, what's going to eventually happen is I'm going to get to a point where I'm going to rage quit and say, this is how many episodes we're watching, Sean. And then
might be a little story arc we get into. Like, if we get six in, that might actually be, like...
All I'm saying, this isn't going to be One Piece where we spend a month watching 120 episodes.
No, it's not. All right, guys.
All right. Bye.
Mason Ikkoku.